This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. I'm Yovai Extension's Todd Gleason, now joined by Don DeHeese at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, we've been wanting a little bit of rainfall, and it looks like that's going to come not only for our part of the world here in the Midwest, but for some of the areas out west that have been pretty dry. Can you tell me what's happening?
Yeah, I think we've got a pattern that we were all hoping for, and we're getting it, and things are lining up to bring rain to a lot of the areas that needed it the most. And we certainly saw that late last week with a very wet spring storm over some very dry areas of eastern Colorado, southwest Nebraska, and Kansas. And then that moved into the dry areas of Missouri and portions of Iowa and portions of the Corn Belt. And lo and behold, that's what's unfolding for this week and in the next week. Not one, not two, but three systems will go from the Pacific Northwest through the desert southwest, through the high plains and Rockies, and then the Corn Belt. So precipitation prospects look very good for the Corn Belt and the wheat areas of the west, central, and southwest.
In your opinion, is this the beginning of a persistent type of system which will come through each and every week of the early spring?
Well, I certainly see that. All indications suggest that the spring season is unfolding about as it should. And what's encouraging, at least for the areas that are dry right now, that as we look ahead into the first couple of weeks of April, while there'll be gaps between the storms that could be as long as 3 days, 4 days, there are storms in the pipeline that will take us into April. So here at the end of March and into early April, I think that many areas of the Corn Belt, the western wheat areas are going to see more.
I'd rather have a warm, wet spring than a cold, wet spring. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think you may get that. We don't have a lot of available cold air to come in. In fact, we have seen some areas of the western state to see more rain than snow here recently with some of these systems, which is not terribly typical for March. And part of that's due to the fact that we got a lot of mild Pacific air getting pushed into the nation. So there's nothing real cold, at least for the next week or 10 days, coming our way.
Oftentimes, if we don't have cold air here, it means it's bottled up somewhere on the other side of the planet. Is that the case at this point? And I'm thinking that I saw a temperature today, both from Kiev, which was pretty cool, and then in the northeastern part of China, where they grow corn and soybeans, part of their growing regions, that was really pretty darn low. I think maybe 1 degree Fahrenheit for their high.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. That's one thing to always remember about the weather. We have one extreme, you have the opposite that's going to be happening somewhere, and that is in Russia. And in far eastern Europe, those areas, as well as portions of Asia, and those areas you just mentioned, they are seeing below normal temperatures so far this spring, and that's going to continue. Now, you get into western and central Europe, those growing areas more west are warmer and more spring-like, but certainly we'll need to watch those areas in Russia and surrounding countries for continued cold.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Don DeHeese with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.